service, our talk, is a little bit different today. Did everybody get a couple pieces of paper? This is not homework, but this is really something fun, I promise, or exploratory. We're going to do some contemplation this morning. So if you don't have this and you want to participate, our ushers are here and they can get you a piece of paper and a pen. Because we're at that time of year, which I call the in-between time, we still have some lights up at home probably, or we're just starting to contemplate taking and putting away and cleaning up for the next year. And we've also moved through the solstice, and the light's now returning. The days are becoming longer, right? Moving into the time of light again. So there's a lot of energy in this quiet in-between time, which I love and I like to embrace. And something that called to me when I was preparing with Reverend Catherine for this was a poet, David White, who is a beautiful poet, wrote this. What shape waits in the seed of you to grow and spread its branches against a future sky? And I thought about that for today. We're in the quiet time. We're going to do some contemplation this morning about this past year. Maybe what we would like to release. Maybe things that didn't serve us so well this year, and we'd like to change and shift and have a new beginning next year. And also contemplate the things that we did well, that we enjoyed, that brought us life, laughter, love. So that's today's service. And so I would ask that you allow yourself the gift of just sitting and getting quiet and closing your eyes and really listening to the different prompts and thinking about what you'd like to release and then what you'd like to embrace. Because having some conscious closure is important. It frees us to embrace new opportunities. Releasing that kind of that old sticky energy about something opens us wide open to be ready to experience a shift, a new beginning. And that gives us momentum, right? When you have that opening, that awareness, that cracking open, we have that momentum that can carry us into that new energy. So being conscious about it is an important step, right? Actually having some consciousness about it and writing it down physically, all of that ritual empowers us to embrace. I was reading just recently on Facebook, my favorite place to go for quotes and other things. This was from Oriah Mountain Dreamer, and she talks about this in-between time. And she says, I love this time, the in-between time, the time after all the gatherings and the lights, the time before we swing back into the regular routines of the new year. It is the crack between the worlds, the place where dreaming can unfold and then spiral into being quickly and quietly. It is a place where, if we want them to, solitude and silence can surround us, and the soul hungers we have abandoned can find us once again. It's a time to listen deeply, to stay with stillness, and open to the impulse to move from the deepest part of what we are. And so that's what I hope we do together this morning. We're going to just have some discussion about year-end resolutions, and this is by Dr. David Ault, a minister in the New Thought Ministry. And so we'll go through this together. So before we begin, I would like for us to just get really comfortable in our chairs. And let's take a deep collective breath together and release it. And maybe let's take one more. Yeah, there it is. All right, so if you're comfortable and you're brave enough to close your eyes, let's contemplate together. Did I express love this year? Real love? Ernest Holmes says, love is the central flame of the universe, the very fire itself. It is written that God is love, and that we are his express likeness and image of the eternal being. Love is common to all people, to all animal life, and evident in the response of plants to those who love them. Love reigns supreme over all. Did I express love this year? Real love. The essence of love, while elusive, pervades everything, fires the heart, stimulates the emotions, renews the soul, and proclaims the spirit. God is love, and love is God. Love bubbles up when I see or relate to another person or thing with understanding. Love puts me in their shoes. Love is freedom from judgment and deepening my compassion. Love expresses because it simply feels compelled to. Love knows that there is more than enough and everyone can benefit. Did I express love this year? Real love? If not, then can we resolve to be and do better in authentic loving? Did I forgive this year? Really forgive? Jesus has asked, how much are we to forgive? 70 times 7. 7 is a sacred number, but he meant constantly. Constantly forgiving. Forgiveness can crack open my heart. Forgiveness releases my righteous indignation and allows my soul to breathe. It loosens my clenched fists and my attachment to opinions for any given situation. Forgiveness that comprehends that there is a difference between understanding a behavior or a choice and condoning it. So did we forgive this year, really forgive ourselves and others? If not, then can we resolve to do better and be better in our forgiving as we move forward? Did I stop this year? Really stop? I think this is a good one for all of us. Stopping makes me vulnerable by becoming more familiar with who I am without distraction, smoke screens, excuses, or self-imposed numbing. This kind of stopping that turns me naked towards my feelings, giving them permission to express. That there is no right or wrong, just a stopping that simply lets me hear what I need to hear so that I can live more effectively. Did we stop enough this year? If not, then can we resolve to be better and do better in stopping and remembering the truth of who we are? Did I seek adventure this year, real adventure? Jamie Lynn Beattie says, jobs fill your pockets, but adventures fill your soul. Did we take adventures that require us to take a leap of faith off our cliffs of familiarity, the kind of adventure that shakes off the dust, allows us to spread those underused wings and give them an opportunity to catch the gorgeous wind of change? The kind of adventure that knows there is no outside safety net in this physical world, only an internal one. Did we have the kind of adventures that shout, I choose to live fully, to express fully, to be authentic? If not, then can we resolve to be more adventurous? Did I seek wellness this year, real wellness? The kind of wellness that requires me to be fully conscious of what I put in my body. The kind of wellness that requires me to practice what I preach when it comes to self-love, while understanding that the power to dissolve poor habits starts by simply choosing to change. Wellness that says, this is the only body I've got. Treat me with respect. Praise me daily and honor me as the holy temple that I am. Did I seek wellness this year, real wellness, in my heart, in my mind, in my body? If not, then can we resolve to be and do better in allowing wellness in our lives. Real wellness. Real acceptance. Did I play this year? Really play. The kind of play that gives value to the heavenly activity of fun. Are we having enough fun? Knowing that fun is sacred. That play is the equivalent of work, and that during play, there is a renewal and a relaxation within the heart and the mind and the body that allows us to clear the way for better choices, for better manifestations in our lives. Play is that channel. Did we view play as a necessary life function and not a luxury? Did we take a moment to watch children play and see the abandon and the freedom that they know as truth? Do we remember that for ourselves and play a little bit? If not, can we resolve to be and do better in our relationships to playing? Did I set a goal and see it to completion this year and really complete it? Setting a goal gives a vibration of satisfaction and confidence. It gives us the power to heal or override any opposing ideas of not being good enough. It gives us that power. Did I honor my life and its sacred purpose by utilizing my time with forward thinking and letting my mistakes be motivators not antagonists, motivators. Did I work to resolve my insecurities and procrastination by understanding that my untapped genius has but one mode of expression, and that is through idea, thought, word, and action? When we set goals and when we complete them, it gives us power. It can be a motivator. If not, then can we resolve to be and do better in setting and completing goals? Did I open myself up to learn this year? Really learn? The kind of learning that entices me to enroll in being a student of life. A student of life with thirst and enthusiasm. Did I set an intention for uncovering more of my potential, connecting with the divine intellect and connecting on a deeper level to wisdom? Did we open a book, take a class, study a language, learn an instrument, write a poem, visit another culture? Did we learn to surprise ourselves and thrill ourselves with the infinite capacity to master more than we thought we ever could? If not, then can we resolve to be and do better on our personal path of learning? Did I clean up my relationships this year? Really clean them up? Being honest with ourselves about harsh words, grudges, false accusations, and misguided choices, those can layer our heart. Have we made amends for neglecting to honor another person's point of view? With careful examination, did we communicate truth, understanding that sometimes we may all be able to do is agree to disagree, and to do so without malice or judgment, just to agree to disagree? Did we clean up relationships this year? Really clean them up? If not, then can we resolve to be and do better on cleaning up relationships? Did I share my good this year? Really share? Not the kind of sharing that comes from the pure joy of, the kind of sharing that comes from the pure joy of seeing another succeed. Not from what I think they can or will do for me in return, just truly seeing someone succeed and be glad in it. Did I tithe back to where I was spiritually fed, transformed, and inspired? Did I practice random acts of kindness and give of my time, talent, and treasure? Realizing that my good is part of a never-ending wellspring that can never run dry, whose source is always the infinite wellspring of the divine. Did I commit to walking the altruistic path, remembering that every step brings healing and enlightenment to the world, every step? Did I share my good this year, really share it? If not, then we can resolve to be and do better in our sharing. So let's take another breath. Did I pray this year? Really pray? The kind of prayer that is spoken not to God, but as God. Prayers that affirm rather than beseech, prayers that are pregnant with knowing rather than bloated with doubt? Did I make everyday activities a prayer, realizing that every thought I think carries with it the responsibility of an effect on the world? Every thought I think. Did I remember how truly empowered and powerful my own prayer actually is, and that by simply devoting myself to the practice of it, I become change? Just by thinking it. Did I really pray this year? If not, then we can resolve to do better and be better with praying. Because each of these releases and acceptance empower us. Reverend Ault says, did I do all these things because deep down inside I fully understand how precious I am, and that these activities will help me to see that I am held in the light as perfect idea? Did I remember that I have been perfectly conceived, and I am always held in the perfect mind of God as a perfect being? Did I remember that? Do we remember that? Did I know that there is nothing that can ever be said, nothing that I can ever do that will separate me from the love of God? Do we remember that? If for any reason we forgot our divinity this year, then I would like us to resolve to be and do better in our knowing of it, to fully understand and embody the truth that it is done unto me as I believe. It is done unto me as I believe. And I believe in the power of good, the power of love, the power of forgiveness. For me, for us, for everyone. And so I'd ask you to take a moment now and drop in again. Close your eyes. Contemplate what has been said here this morning. Give yourself a moment to have something bubble up inside you. Did something ring true for you? To either release or embrace. If there's something you want to release, something that's not serving you, that we want to release and move forward into 2020 in a greater way, then you can write it down on your piece of paper and we can ceremoniously burn it outside. If there are goals you want to set for 2020, you can write that on your piece of paper. There are envelopes in the back of the sanctuary or in your handout. And we're going to hold that goal for you, and we will mail it back to you at the end of the year. Setting an intention, writing it down, seeing it through. These are powerful actions that tell the universe, this is what I desire. This is the shift I want to make in my life. And there is power in the word, in the thought, in the action, in the beingness to create it, to manifest it. there's an Apache prayer that I wanted to end with. And it says, looking behind, I am filled with gratitude. Looking forward, I am filled with vision. Looking upward, I am filled with strength. And looking within, I discover peace. And so I hope that we look within, we release whatever is not serving us, and we embrace through our goals for 2020 that which we want more of, that which we want to experience more of in our lives. That is my greatest wish for all of us. So I hope that you embrace this. Join us after service to release and embrace all the great good that is ours. And so it is. Amen. And we'll invite John Foltz back up.